I hate having bad audio, and I had bad audio while I was traveling. I had time and even inclination to record an episode yesterday, but I wouldn't do it because I was like, you know what? I can't subject those people to even more lousy audio from me. But now I'm back. I'm at my home base, and I'm excited to share with you this, today's episode of Your Daily Lex.
Your Daily Lex.
I have so many updates for you. I don't even know where to begin. One is I was at the airport today, flying home from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Great state, by the way. Weird city. Somebody got in line 30 minutes early to board the plane. But what's weird is that person was in first class. I understand people who line up early, maybe in group two, boarding group two, when you're worried about, will I have overhead bin space? But I found it unusual to line up to be first in first class when you're in first class. Like, it's just crazy to me. And I did have somebody, I wrote about this on Mastodon, and somebody wrote to me saying, you know, I'm so nervous before I board a plane that I like to be very first because then once I'm on it, I can start calming down. And okay, but this looked like an experienced flyer. I don't know. Obviously, looks can be deceiving. I just thought that was weird. So that's thing one. Thing two is I saw a magic show yesterday. It was great. When you got your ticket, they advised you to arrive early so that the, quote, front of house magicians could do tricks for you. Shout out to John Tai, who was awesome. And he and I had a nice long conversation. His urging first. Like, I was ready to just be quiet and watch magic, but he wanted to talk, and boy, did we talk. And he did a very cool trick that went slightly wrong, but he got it back on the rails. And then he did another trick that went very well. And then the main magician, the great Zabrecki, I believe is his name. He lived up to his name. It was so funny. The guy, Zabrecki, is clearly playing a bit of a character on stage, and, he's weird. He goes for weird, and it was so funny. He was very good at using pauses for comedic effect. He did some off the shelf tricks, but he did them with, such skill and talent that I not that I would have minded in the first place, but like, he made them his own. He did a trick that, I think the official name of the trick is Of Dice and Men. And I hadn't seen it in some time, but he did it so beautifully where he brings up an audience volunteer. He's got, 6 cards hanging from a pole, numbered 1 through 6. And he has the volunteer roll a die. And whatever number it lands on, he says, you know, there's something, some emotional interaction they can share, written on the back of each card. And the person's going to roll the die, and whatever number comes up, he's going to take that card and look at the back of it, and they'll do whatever emotional interaction is written on the back of that card. First, he lays down a blue tarp, giving great serial killer vibes. Hilarious. The person rolls the die, flip over the card, and says, hug. And so they hug. And it was a little funny because the woman, like, laughed when it said hug, and he's like, what? And she's like, I'm not really much of a hugger, which my husband will tell you. He's like, yeah, I'm not either. So they do a hug. But of course, as they're hugging, he turns the other 5 so that we can see them. He's holding the pole with all these cards on them. And the backs of all the other ones say kill, meaning if she had rolled 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6, that he would have killed her. And that's what the tarp was for. And it was just so funny. He did it so beautifully. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, what the hell was he doing there? I've talked about this a bit, but man, I spent 3 days as Justin, this character I was playing. A little bit of it is already online, and I've surfaced some of it on Mastodon and Facebook, but more is to come because so far it's only really like behind the scenes footage. But I spent a couple days improvising as a character. And the biggest thing was I didn't want to break, right? If I was playing the CEO, it was kind of like being on a hidden camera show. It was kind of like I was Nathan Fielder or something where it's an unhidden camera, but like I was being a different person, and I was talking to people at this conference so ridiculously. You know, they wanted to know, how does the thing work? And I'm like, maybe a better question is, how doesn't it work? And sometimes they're like, well, that's not a better question. Like, oh, you're right. A better question is, how doesn't it not work? I told somebody, like, we don't believe that your data should belong to us, right? We care about your data security. It shouldn't belong to us. We don't even think it should belong to you. And they're like, what does that even mean? How does that apply to like security? And I'm like, we think the best way for your data to be secure is if nobody knows where it is at any time. Like, I was giving the craziest, most inane responses to people and really going deep and using all kinds of metaphors. I got one person to team me up about why I don't like spreadsheets. I was like, well, I like the rows, but I don't like the columns. And they're like, why? And I'm like, well, I like column as I see them. It doesn't even make sense, but I said it so seriously. And I had plenty of confused people, plenty of polite people, which I could have felt guilty about, but this is what they wanted, right? They were so polite that they were like, am I not understanding? Is this person crazy? Like, what is happening here? And they would talk to me for a while before somebody would let them in on the joke. Some people were just amused. Some people got pretty quickly that something about me wasn't right. And they would be laughing their minds off. I don't think that's an expression. Laughing their minds off. Let's go with that. They'd be laughing their minds off. And I would not break. I would just keep in it. And it was so funny. Even when, you know, folks from the real company would step in and say, actually, we're going to let you in on the joke. Like, this is a fake company. And this is our fake CEO, blah, blah, blah. And here's the real company booth over here next door. I would be indignant. Like, what are you talking about? This is a fake company. Like, I would never break. It was so funny to me. Anyway, those are my updates for today's Your Daily Lex with good audio. You're welcome. Happy rest of your Thursday.
Lex.